Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Following the storm that brought high winds and surf and damaged portions of the Homer Spit in Nanilchik Harbor, Governor Mike Dunleavy has officially declared a state disaster emergency for those areas. In a press release, Representative Sarah Vance shared the governor's declaration, which, dated for November 27th, comes a little over 10 days after the storm damaged and shut down the Homer Spit and Nanilchik Harbor roads and some businesses on November 16th. The disaster declaration enables the waiver of certain state permitting requirements to allow the Alaska Department of Transportation to expedite emergency repairs. It also directs the State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to collaborate with the Federal Highway Administration to secure emergency relief funding for both temporary and permanent repairs. The State Emergency Operations Center, in coordination with the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management, has deployed emergency management specialists to assess damages beyond those initially reported by the Department of Transportation. While significant impacts to businesses were noted, there have not been widespread damages or costs reported to the cities. Additionally, the declaration actively engages the governor's office with the U.S. Small Business Administration to explore federal assistance options. Specifically, the SBA offers two disaster loan programs. The first is a physical disaster loan intended for small businesses that have suffered physical damages. The second, the economic injury disaster loan, aids businesses experiencing financial losses due to a disaster. The storm caused significant erosion damage to portions of the Homer Spit Road, as well as some private and city-owned properties located on the spit. In Nanilchik, the harbor road was shut down due to the storm and will not be able to be repaired or reopened until spring. The National Park Service has revised regulations for right-of-way permits, which are necessary for infrastructure projects like utilities and communication facilities on National Park Service-managed lands. The new rule, effective January 6th of next year, aligns NPS processes with those of other Department of the Interior bureaus. It introduces a pre-application meeting, a standard application form, and updated methods for determining fair market value. The rule specifically mentions the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, indicating that certain right-of-way permits in Alaska may be issued under this legislation. The revisions aim to streamline the application process, clarify construction permitting, and integrate modern technology and practices, potentially impacting infrastructure projects in Alaska's national parks. The NPS will now require a more comprehensive application process, including proof of no practicable alternatives to using NPS lands, which could affect project planning and execution in Alaska. During their December 4th meeting, the Kenai City Council passed a pair of resolutions accepting nearly $78,000 in relief funds for fisheries disasters in 2018 and 2020. Both resolutions were adopted by unanimous consent. The first resolution accepted $10,633 from the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission as part of the 2018 and 2020 Copper River and Prince William Sound salmon disasters. Those funds originated with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which allocated just over $1,027,000 to communities as part of those fishery disasters. The second resolution accepted a larger amount, just over $67,000, as part of the 2018 Eastside Setnet Gillnet and 2020 Upper Cook Inlet salmon disasters. Disaster relief is still outstanding for 2021, 22, and 23. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.